Hey everyone, Javi here for Res Life. The people we know and our interactions with them is often where anger originates and is introduced into our hearts. We experience hurt, betrayal, disappointment, fear, and many other things. So it's tempting to become harsh and put a wall around our hearts. But all this does is nurture the seeds of anger. Jesus calls us to follow his example and have compassion, humility, and love for everyone in our lives. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 17, Jesus gives us clear instructions for how to address a problem between us and fellow Christians. Quote, "If your brother sins against you, go to him and show him his fault, but do it privately, just between yourselves. If he listens to you, you have won your brother back. But if he will not listen to you, take one or two other persons with you, so that every accusation may be upheld by the testimony of two or more witnesses, as the scripture says. And if he will not listen to them, then tell the whole thing to the church. Finally, if he will not listen to the church, treat him as though he were a pagan or a tax collector." End quote. Love, forgiveness, and reconciliation are the most important elements to preserving your relationship with others and fighting against the anger in your heart. So regardless of whether or not the other person is a believer or even your friend, and regardless if they respond the way you want them to, always keep in mind the Lord's guidance in Romans chapter 12, verse 17, 18, and 21. Quote, "If someone has done you wrong, do not repay him with wrong. Try to do what everyone considers to be good. Do everything possible on your part to live in peace with everybody. Do not let evil defeat you. Instead, conquer evil with good." End quote.